Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Let's see what the Eye of the Tiger spies tonight. Today is a big football day in America, so we're going to play football marching band's themes, and that'll be the music for our show tonight. So the big game today is the NFL playoff between the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Patriots are favored 58%. However, the Eagles slaughtered the Minnesota Vikings a couple of weeks ago by 30-6. So it is going to be interesting. It's not going to be a predictable game as people would think. We will see what happens. In the meantime, we'll stop and play a tune. Big scandal in the USA. Our top intelligence law enforcement unit has been found to be corrupt, just like you got the mullahs who are lining their pockets. It's ridiculous. It is really sad. But we call them now the left BI because they're working with the Democrats, which is... used to be the party of freedom with Harry Truman. Now it's the new Communist Party, the new improved, like toothpaste. You know, they change the label and say it's new improved. But that's what we got going. So the Department of Justice, I now call the Department of Jekylls. Jekyll and Hyde, it's got two faces. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And the left BI, that's now called the Federal Bureau of Instigation. So we got our problems. We have one political party that went communist that was infiltrated in the 70s by the American Communist Party, which was not getting anywhere. So they decided to join the Democrat Party and take it over, in which they have. And they've taken over the schools, the colleges. They've taken over the media so we don't get true news anymore. As a matter of fact, we would have a better chance watching the Iranian news in Farsi and getting some significant truth, some symbol of the truth. It is really sad. Donald Trump is doing a wonderful job. He stopped the coup d'etat that was taking place by Obama, bin Laden, bin Lenin, and his Communist Party. But Americans here in the United States, the word communist is taboo. None of the talk show hosts will say the word communist because they're afraid they're going to be labeled with a communist label, and that's the McCarthyite label. But Joe McCarthy was a big anti-communist back to World War II, and he made a lot of people nervous, so they took him out. And they accused him of being a drunk, which if you had his problems, you'd be a drunk too. But he served his country well, and he is a reminder that communism is alive and well in the United States. And there's a book out about your country, and I'm trying to think of the name of it. I think it's called Covert Cadre. And it's about the Iranian Revolution, which was encouraged by the Soviets because our relationship with the Shah was good. Our CIA probably did try to take out Mossadegh. But I thought the Shah was a pretty good guy. And when Jimmy Carter betrayed him, I knew he was a better man than Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter's famous saying is, F the Shah. He was coming here, he was dying of cancer, and they didn't want to let him in. The Democrat communists didn't want to let him in. But eventually they let him in, and he passed away here. Iran was pretty pro-American when he was the ruler in Iran. And then the Ayatollah Khomeini had to flee Iran. He went to France, which is the home of communism. Everybody flees to France to become comes back communist. The problem, we owe a debt of gratitude to the French people because it was, I think, King Louis XIV who sponsored our revolution and sent naval ships and troops to help us at the Battle of Yorktown, where we stopped the retreat of the British and forced them to surrender. And the reason we did it was the French Navy had blocked the harbor, and the admiral from France, his name was de Grasse. And the general from France with 10,000 troops to help us, his name was Rochambeau. So we owe them a debt of gratitude, and we've been there twice now to pay them back, once in World War I and once in World War II. It is really sad. So let me give you another tune. Here's another marching band tune. I hope it's not too loud for you. Okay. Thank you. You know, instead of having demonstrations that turn violent, what you should do when the Bajis show up, you should go and do a marching band. You have a marching band. Are they going to gun down the marching bands? Yeah, maybe they could, huh? The next tune is going to be a Western sound football marching band. They're going to play a theme song. If you ever watch cowboy and Indian movies from the West, they always play this song at the beginning of the Indian attack. It sort of lets you know the Indians are coming. Today, the boys and girls, they don't play cowboys and Indians. Today, we play cowboys and communists. Here's an Indian song, not from India. Big problem, and your biggest gripe is corruption. Corruption is a bad thing, and once the government is corrupt, the people are absolutely in trouble and helpless. When we learned that our FBI was colluding with one political party, which is a no-no in the United States, all government agencies are supposed to support the Constitution, and the Constitution says, be anything you want, but do not play favorites. You have to protect all the people, just like the pro-life people try to protect the unborn. The most helpless. Who is the most helpless in your society? The babies and the elderly. And in our society, one political party kills the babies. They endorse killing the babies, and they take taxpayer money and pay what we call chop shops. Those are clinics where women go to abort a baby, and then the abortionist kills the baby, cuts its head off, pulls it apart, and then sells the body parts to scientific factories. It is wonderful, isn't it? I think you call that haram. It is really sad. It is really sad. Because our Constitution says we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The babe in the womb is American. He has no rights. He does not have a right to life. She does not have a right to life. She does not have the right to happiness. And she does not have the right to liberty. But once she's out of the womb, you can't kill her. But inside the womb, you can torture her to death. It is really sad. It is a heartbreaker. Because there's only one role that God has created a woman to be superior to men. And that is to have children and raise children and nurture children. He wanted nothing but the best for the children. And there's nothing better than a mother. So God sees what we do and we're in trouble. So when your ayatollahs call us the great shaitan, in some cases we are the great shaitan, that we allow this genocide to happen. And we kill a lot of kids. Population of 310 million can kill a lot of kids. But today we're talking football. The next tune is from the University of Tennessee. It's called Rocky Top. And when these students go to bed, the Baji doesn't come in and beat them. Marching band song is a very popular one among Latinos. It's called Oye Como Va, and it's got a nice Latin beat to it, if you like Latin music. The next marching band song is taken from a song done by the Beach Boys back in the 50s and 60s, and it's called Louie Louie, which is a guy's name, and the song goes, "We gotta go now," and it's more for like a party song when they're having a party and having a good time. If I find the lyrics to it, I'll read them to you. I know one of the lines is, "We search the sea, we think of girls constantly." So it's, like I say, it's a young person's song. And it's called Louie Louie. that same song sung by the Beach Guys.
Da 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 da.
Surround you with tanks and guns, play Woolly Bully. Woolly Bully. Called Hawaii 5-0.
We'll be right back.
that's our show. We'll close with the Mullah National Anthem.
Ballspieler, es passt nicht als ein Karspiel, weil sie sehen, zwei, drei Zeit zu neu bei der Baseball.